Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yod, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about individuals, people who have no helek le'olam haba, people who have no share in the world to come. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about groups of people who also lost their share in olam haba, in the world to come. Mishnah says, Dor ha-mabul en lahem helek le'olam haba. The people who lived in the generation of the Mabul, of the great flood of Noah, have no share in the world to come. And then secondly, ve'en omdin badin, and in the end of days, Hashem is going to gather everybody after the tihyat ha-metim, and he's going to grant reward to the righteous and also punish the wicked. But these people, the generation of the flood, they're not going to be resurrected for that final judgment because they already received their punishment in the Mabul. Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk tells us, Lo yadon ruhi ba'adam le'olam. Talking about this generation, the Pasuk says that Hashem is never going to contend with these people anymore. So we deduce from here, Lo din ve'lo ruach. This Pasuk tells us that neither judgment nor spirit, there's not going to be a din, a final judgment for these people. That's the din. And velo ruach, there's not going to be a spirit, which tells us their spirit is not going to live on eternally in olam haba. Dora pelaga en lahem helek la olam haba. The generation of the people who were spread around the world. They built the Migdal Bavel, they built the tower to the Shamayim. They have no share in the world to come. Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk tells us, Vayafetz Hashem otam misham al pene kol haaretz. Hashem dispersed them from there all over the rest of the world. And the next Pasuk finishes off, Umisham hefitzam Adonai al pene kol haaretz. And Hashem from there scattered them all over. We have this repetitious Pasuk. He dispersed them and he scattered them. So there's an implication that there are two things going on, two punishments. Vayafetz Hashem otam ba'olam hazeh. Hashem dispersed them, which is talking about this world. They were punished in this world. U'misham hefitzam Hashem la'olam haban. From there, Hashem scattered them. That's talking about the world to come. So we see the punishment of the people of the Dor HaPelaga, but we don't have any pasuk telling us that they're not going to stand in din in Yemot HaMashiach. So they will stand in din. They will be resurrected and then eventually stand before Hashem in judgment. Anshe Sedom en lahem helek la'olam haba. The people of Sedom have no share in the world to come. Shnei Emar, like the pasuk tells us, Ve'anshe Sedom ra'im ve'hatta'im la'adunai me'od. The people of Sedom were extremely wicked and sinful towards Hashem. Ra'im ba'olam hazeh ve'hatta'im la'olam haba. The double language used over here, ra'im and hatta'im, teaches us that they were wicked in this world and they were sinful in terms of the next world. By calling them this double language, we're learning that they were fully, completely wicked. And therefore, not only were they punished in this world, but they lost their helek in olam haba as well. Aval omdin badin, but they will stand in final judgment before Hashem. Their sins are so severe that they're going to be resurrected and give and have more judgment in the end of days. So according to this Mishnah, or this Tana, the generation of the flood is not going to stand in judgment, but the people of Sedom will. Rabbi Nehemiah is going to disagree with that in terms of the people of Sedom. Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, Elu va'elu en omdin badin. Says Rabbi Nehemiah, both of these people, not only the generation of the flood, but even the people of Sedom as well, are not going to stand in din in front of Hashem at the end of days. Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk tells us, Al ken lo yakumu resha'im ba'mishpat ve'hatta'im ba'adat saddikim. Therefore, the wicked are not going to stand in judgment, and the sinful are not going to stand in the congregation of the saddikim, the righteous. So we deduce from here, the first part of the Pasuk, Al ken lo yakumu resha'im ba'mishpat zedor ha-mabul. The wicked are not going to stand in judgment, talking about the generation of the flood. V'hatta'im ba'adat sadikim elu anshe Sedom. The second part of the Pasuk that tells us that the sinful people are not going to stand with the righteous, that's talking about the people of Sedom. So not only is the generation of the flood going to be spared from the din, the final judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end of days, but the people of Sedom as well. Hachamim responded back to Rabbi Nehemiah Amrullah. They told him, Enam omdin ba'adat sadikim, the Pasuk that talks about the people of Sedom, all it says is that they're not going to stand in judgment in the group of the righteous. Aval omdim ba'adat rishaim, but they're still going to stand in judgment with the people who are wicked. So they're going to be judged, say the Hachamim, but they're not going to be included with the righteous, but rather with the avaryanim, with the sinners. Meragilim en lahem helek la'olam haba. The spies who Moshe Rabbeinu sent to look at Eretz Canaan and to scout it out have no share in the world to come. Shene emar, like the pasuk says, vayamutu ha'anashim motzi'e dibat ha'aretz ra'a b'magefa lifnei Adonai. The pasuk says they died, the men who brought an evil report about the land, in a magefa, a plague before Hashem. Vayamutu ba'olam hazeh. The fact that the pasuk says two words over here, it says vayamutu, which implies that they died in this world, and b'magefa ba'olam haba, and in a plague, tells us that they lost their share in the world to come. Dor hamidbar en lahem chelek olam haba. The generation that lived in the desert with Moshe Rabbeinu also lost their share in the world to come. Ve'en omdim badin, and they don't stand in judgment in the end of days. Shne'emar, like the pasuk says, b'amidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamutu. The pasuk says, in this desert, they're going to be consumed and they're going to die. We have repetitive words over here. And that implies they're going to lose both worlds, this world and the next world. We need to mention here the Dor HaMidbar as well, even though the spies were part of them, because the spies are going to be treated harsher. They're going to be brought back, they're going to be Omed Badin, and they're going to be also judged as Resha'im in the times of the Mashiach. The Dor HaMidbar is going to lose their share in the world to come, but they're not going to stand in final judgment. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is all the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer omer, alehem omer, isfuli hasidai korete bilti alezava. Says Rabbi Eliezer that the Dor HaMidbar is going to receive a share in the world to come, like the pasuk says, gather to me all those pious ones, those who have a covenant with me by sacrifice. Talking about the generation of the Midbar, that they stood in front of Hashem in Sinai and they offered korbanot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which tells us that Hashem is gathering them in. Those people will have a share in the world to come. Adat Korach ena atida la'alot. The people who were with Korach are not destined to rise from the ground that swallowed them up. That was their punishment. They were swallowed up by the ground, that which tells us that they're not going to receive a share in the world to come. These people who rebelled against Moshe and Aharon. Shnei Emar, like the pasuk says, Vatechas alehem haaretz. The earth covered them. That tells us that they died in this world. Ve'yovedu mitocha kahal alam haba. The pasuk also continues, and they were lost from the rest of the assembly, which tells us that they have no share in the world to come. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer omer, alehem hu omer, Hashem memitum haye morit she'ol vaya'al. Says Rabbi Eliezer, know that they will receive a share in the world to come, like we see in Tefillat Hana, where Hana says, Hashem kills, Hashem brings to life, Hashem lowers down into a pit, and Hashem lifts up. So the lifting up from the pit is the illusion, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that they're going to have life in Olam Haba. We'll now have a third machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer about Sachar Va'onesh, about reward and punishment, about the 10 tribes of Israel who were taken from Eretz Yisrael before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Are they going to return or not? Mishnah says, Aseret HaShevatim Enan Atitin Lachzor, says the Mishnah, the 10 tribes are not going to return to Eretz Israel from their galut ever. Shene emar, v'yashlichem el Eretz aheret kayom hazeh. Like the pasuk tells us, that Hashem uprooted them from their soil when Hashem was angry at them, and He threw them to another land, and they're there until this very day. By having the word kayom hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us that there's going to be an exile where all the people will be sent to a certain land, talking about the 10 tribes, and they're going to stay there. Ma hayom hazeh holech ve'ena chozer, av hem holchim ve'enam chozrim. These words, which is kayom hazeh, as this very day, tells us that just like this day goes away and it never comes back, once a day is finished, the day is finished, so they too, the 10 tribes, they're similar to a day. They go away and they never return. This is Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that even when Mashiach comes and we have Kibbutz Galuyot, we have the return to Eretz Yisrael, these 10 tribes, unfortunately, are not going to join us there. Hachamim tell us it's because they said that their punishment of captivity is better than Eretz Yisrael, like the Gemara elaborates on, and therefore they're not going to return. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer omer, mahayo ma'afilu me'ir af aseret ha'shevatim she'afat lahen kach adid la'ir lahen. Says Rabbi Eliezer, he learned something else from this pasuk of kayom hazeh. He says the opposite. Just like the day gets dark and then it becomes light, that we have night, but eventually we have sunrise and the light of day comes about. So same thing with the Aseret HaShevatim, with the 10 tribes, where it was dark for them when they were exiled, but Kach Atid Lehaid Lahen, they're also destined for light. And the night of the Galut will be over, and the Aseret HaShevatim will join us once again in Kibbutz Galuyot, the Jewish people reunited together as one. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yod, Mishnah Dalid. And this Mishnah and the rest of the Perek will talk about a Ir Hanidahat, which is a town where the majority of the people worshipped Avodah Zarah, and therefore we destroy the entire town. We're bringing it up because we mentioned in Perek Tet, Mishnah Aleph, all the Averot that the punishment is Hereg, beheading. Normally, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, a person is executed by Sekilah, by stoning. But when dealing with an Ir Hanidahat, they get the punishment is hereg, is beheading. The Ir Hanidahat is a town in Eretz Israel where the majority of its residents eventually worshipped idols. Some of them were the insiders. They corrupted everybody else to worship Avodah Zarah. There are many Pisukim here that deal with it, and it probably is easier to look inside with the Humash. To read over this portion first. It's in Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel to Yud Tet. So it could pay to read those Pesukim, and then the following three Mishnayot will become easier to understand. Mishnah says, Anshe Ir Hanidahat En Lahem Helek La'olam Haba. The residents of an Ir Hanidahat, the corrupted town, have no share in the world to come. Shene Emar, like the Pasuk says, Ya'atze'u Anashim Bene Bilya'al Mikirbecha. Pasuk here says that people who have no law have come out of your midst and they corrupted the residents of their town. The word Beli Ya'al, which we translated as lawless, could also be read Beli Ya'al. They will not rise. They're not going to be part of Tehiyat HaMetim. They're not going to rise in the end of days. And therefore, they're not part of the world to come, Olam Haba, either. Hachamim tell us that we're talking here about people who managed to escape the execution and the punishment for worshipping idols. But if they did get executed and they had their body decay in the ground, that would atone for their Avera, and they would be part of the Olam Haba and Tehayat HaMetim in the end of days. To be considered an Ir Hanidahat, there has to be four different conditions that happened. That's what the Mishnah will talk about. Ve'ena neheragin. People are not beheaded as members of an Ir Hanidahat unless ad sheyehyu madiheha me'ota ha'ir, until the insiders, people who pushed others to worship Avodah Zarah, are from that town, a residents of that town. Number one. Number two, u'me'oto ha'shevet, and they're from the same tribe. They're from the same tribe as everybody else. This is all learned out from the Pesukim. Ve'ad shiudah ruba. And then most of the town has to have been corrupted where they worshipped Avodah Zarah. And then lastly, ve'ad shiyadihum anashim. And men have to be the ones who corrupted them. These are the four conditions. But if these four conditions are not met, for example, hidihuha nashim uktanim, if women or children corrupted the town, or shehudah miuta, or only a minority of the town worshipped Avodah Zarah, or shehayu madiheha chutzala, or the insiders or the corruptors to push people to worship Avodah Zarah were from outside of the city or from a different shevet, hare elu kiyahidim, then everyone who worshipped idols is looked at as an individual, not as an Ir Hanidahat, and therefore their punishment is stoning. They're not looked at as Ir Hanidahat, where the punishment is beheading, but individuals who would be stoned. Usrichin shene aidim behatra'a lekol ehad ve'ehad. Two witnesses and a warning are needed for each and every person. The townspeople over here, the idol worshippers, have to have been seen by witnesses. And those witnesses have to testify against them in court. And they have to have had a warning beforehand not to commit the sin. So we're not just going to go lawless on them now. There is a process post declaring them Id HaNidahat in order to kill the inhabitants of that city. We see two differences between the members of an Id HaNidahat and the punishment of a regular idol worshiper. These are them. Ze homen ba yahidim me ba merubim. On the one hand, they're more stringent with individuals who worshipped Avodah Zarah than the whole community of an Id HaNidahat who worshipped Avodah Zarah. Sha yahidim baskila. With individuals, they're put to death by stoning, which is considered to be a harsher form of execution. But the leniency when it comes to individuals is mamonam palet. Their property is spared. They received a harsher punishment of stoning, but when it comes to their property, it's not destroyed and it's passed on to their children or their inheritors. Uba mirubim besayif. When we're dealing with the masses, a Id HaNidahat, they're put to death by sword, they're beheaded, which is a lighter form of punishment than the stoning. But lefichach mamonam aved, their property is destroyed. The manner of execution is lighter, but they're treated stricter when it comes to their property, and it's all destroyed. Hachamim tell us, the reason is, we treat the Id HaNidahat a little bit lighter when it comes to this execution, because we say everyone around him was following a certain path. They were all idol worshippers, so even though he did something wrong, he was influenced by everyone around him and he just went with the flow. So that's why we treat him in a more light way when it comes to the execution. He's killed by beheading as opposed to sekilah for the individual. But when it comes to the money, this person, he got stuck in his nice home and he got stuck in his place in the Id HaNidahat. He stayed in that town because of financial needs. Probably he didn't want to abandon his house and his other possessions. So therefore we say that caused him this problem. And therefore we take away his possessions. We destroy all of his possessions.